The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for boys high school basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Phil Dunn with analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And welcome back to Wells Fargo Arena here in downtown Des Moines. Game number two of our 4A state quarterfinal doubleheader, as it'll pit the Kennedy Cougars and the Dubuque Hempstead Mustangs out of the Mississippi Valley Conference, a rematch of an earlier game. The regular season contest up in the Key City won by Dubuque Hempstead earlier on this year. Scott Unash alongside former Prairie coach Phil Dunn. Once again, the winner gets Iowa City West. And that will be coming up on Friday afternoon beginning at 1:30 right here on KGYM. And Phil, we got the newbie versus the veteran in this one, as the Kennedy Cougars making their 16th trip to the boys state basketball tournament. They've been here three times over the past 4 years. Kennedy has not won one, though, since 2008 here at the boys state basketball tournament. They'd like to turn that around, as they'd like to reverse that 51-44 win by Hempstead back during the regular season.
Yeah, that you look at Dubuque Hempstead, Scott. They are fired up to be here. They got a great crowd. Kennedy got a good crowd behind us too. But Hempstead, it's pretty amazing that this is their first time down here. The fact that they've all those years playing up there in the Mississippi Valley Conference, great accomplishments by this team. They got a great coaching staff over there. Coach Deutsch does a tremendous job getting those guys going and ready to play. Kennedy Cougars, like you say, they're ready to go. Coach McCowan's when he doesn't play in a state tournament, whether it's here or in another state, that's the rarity. Usually he's got his teams down here. He's done a terrific job with these Cougars this year as well.
Yep, and the fans of the game are going to be presented here. Coming up in a moment here, the Kennedy Cougars coming in with a record of 18-5. Hempstead coming in with a record of 18-5 as well. Both teams are in the Mississippi Valley Conference Valley Division. Both finished behind Dubuque Senior, who won that particular division. Kennedy finished up in second. Hempstead finished up in third. For the Mustangs, this is their very first trip to Des Moines. Hard to believe. The school, as we learned last week, was put together in the early 1970s, and they have not been to the boys' state basketball tournament. And they had a tough road to get here. They won over Cedar Rapids Jefferson 87-59, and then they won the rubber match against Dubuque Senior 53-50 in that third game of the year. We saw Hempstead this year, and it starts with the two Duax brothers from the outside. They are very, very good.
Yeah, they are. And that's what makes you it's one of the things that make you a very good basketball team, is when you get good guard play and you got people that understand how to play the game with Lucas Duax and Connor Duax. Those two players out there really get Dubuque Hempstead going. They, you got a junior, a senior, so you got some experience in there. They got size. 6'5 is Connor Duax. 6'3 is his brother Lucas. About identical numbers as far as scoring goes, 13 points to 13.3 for Connor. And those are where you start with Coach McCowan. That's how you start your scouting report, is with those two guys, and you build from there.
For this Kennedy basketball team, and the Cougars on a good run right now, where Kennedy has put together an 8-game winning streak, wins to the Well over Mason City and Cedar Falls, both kind of low-scoring affairs. And I would expect Kennedy would like to keep this in the 40s, maybe into the 50s, and put some defensive pressure on this Hempstead team.
Oh, yeah, and the Kennedy comes into this one giving up 53 points per game. And, Hempstead's right there at about 52.5 points per game, so similar in their approach as far as that goes, similar in getting into the 60s. Coach McCowan, I think he's going to take whatever he can get out there, whether it's an up and down or whatever's going to be to his advantage. And the first time they played was a 7-point ball game, 51-44. And, both teams are going to learn a lot by that, go back and look at what the other tendencies were as they go matched up against each other. But that was a little bit a while ago, and some time has passed. Different kids have come to the forefront as the season has gone on. So tell you, Coach McCowan, you look over there at that staff, you know, he's new, but we haven't talked about the assistants that he's had over there, Coach Williams and Coach Rubis to start with. Those two have been with Kennedy basketball for quite a while. They've been pretty solid for the Cougars.
Yes, they have been. Kennedy led in scoring by Drake Brewster and Derek Diggins, 14 points, 12.8 points per ball game. And for Dubuque Hempstead, of course, very balanced, but the Duax is leading the way. Connor at 13-3, Lucas at 13. Don't forget about Keith Johnson on the inside. 6'4", junior banger, 12.9, 7 rebounds a game, shooting 52% from the field. He can go inside, he can step outside, he can shoot the threes out there as well for this Mustang basketball team.
Yeah, he can. He's made 19 on the year, 38%. Pretty good clip as he's shown his versatility there. They're a pretty good free throw shooting team as well. Starts with the Duaxes shooting above 70%, each of them there. And as a team, they're shooting at about 67%. So there is some versatility there. It's not just a one-man show or a two-man show for the Mustangs.
I don't think I've ever heard Jeff Rubis' name pronounced that way by Father Collison before.
Rubas.
Rubas. Harubas. I don't even know.
You know what? He's not a stranger down here either, Mr. Rubis.
No,
he's,
Mr. Rubis.
He played in this tournament.
That's right.
Not in this arena, but.
No, played across the street, certainly.
He's getting it corrected over there.
Now Ruby wouldn't correct it. Oh, he wouldn't bother with that. Anyway, both teams 18-5 coming into this one. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union again for game number two here today. And a big thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Shellstrom, everybody for helping us out. We do appreciate it. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com. Just like the Newton game for Hempstead, they're going to have a lot of built-in energy because this is their first trip ever. Huge crowd, huge student section. Not quite as big as Newton, but they're going to be going on adrenaline here.
Yeah, and then how do you handle that there from the beginning? And that can be a positive for you, but if you get use that and you control it, you channel it in the right way, and or you know, maybe it's one of those things where you just get that burst early on, and then all of a sudden, a few minutes into the ball game, you're sucking eggs, so to speak, and you're going to have to kind of reset yourself to go. So I'm sure they've talked about it. I'm sure they went over it, and they got some seniors out there. They got three seniors in the starting lineup, Dubuque Hempstead, so that leadership will help as well.
Take a look at our starting lineups. First of all, for the visitors on the scoreboard, it'll be the Kennedy Cougars, 18-5 on the year, second place in the Valley Division of the MVC. For Kennedy, they will go with their usual starting five. It'll be the three-guard lineup. Derek Diggins at one guard, the 6'3 junior, second on the team in scoring at 12.8 points per ball game. Also at a guard for the Cougars, it'll be number one Malik Haynes, the 6'1 senior. Very good defender and a pretty good offensive player as well. 33s on the year with 7.3 points per ball game. And the third guard, and he's had a terrific run at the state tournament. It's number 25, Jackson Foley, 5'7", and a junior. Had the big sub-state game against A.J. Green and the Cedar Falls Tigers. And then up front at forward for Kennedy, it'll be number 12, Matt Burst, the 6'2", senior. Leads the Cougars just under 8 rebounds a game. And number 2, Drake Brewster, the 6'6", senior. Leads Kennedy in scoring at 14.0 points per ball game. Head coach for the Kennedy Cougars is John McCowan. And for Dubuque Hempstead, they will go with Marshawn Crowder at one guard, 6'2", and a senior. Crowder at 8.3 a game. Also at a guard, it'll be the Duax brothers. Lucas Duax, the 6'3", junior, averaging 13 per ball game, 51 made threes on the year. And Connor Duax, his big brother, the 6'5", senior, averaging 13.3 points per ball game. At forward, Keith Johnson, a 6'4", junior, averaging 12.9 points and over 7 rebounds a game. And Trevor Sindberg at center, 6'5", senior. Sindberg at just under 3 a game. Head coach for Dubuque Hempstead is Kurt Deutsch, a graduate of Loras and Dubuque Wallert. And Kurt Deutsch, 8 years, all been at Hempstead. Kennedy in their traveling gold with the green and white trim. Hempstead in their home white with the green and the gold trim. A lot of green and gold here in the auditorium this afternoon.
Yeah, it is. And the previous game, you had Iowa City West out there with those colors. It'll be a good ball game. Ready to tip it up here.
Here we go. It'll be Johnson to tip it up against Derek Diggins. Winner gets West High coming up on Friday afternoon at 1:30. And the tip controlled by the Cougars. They stole it. Brewster all the way down the lane. Contact play on. Out to Foley. Three-pointer good. Right of the key. And Jackson Foley picking up where he left off from the U.S. Cellular Center.
Yeah, he had a big game in that substate. Early on, he got quick baskets for the Cougars. Got him going offensively.
Connor Duax outside the arc. It's going to be Derek Diggins on him. And the Cougar man-to-man. That jump and switch. Here's Duax trying to lob it inside against a triple team, and Foley came from behind to steal it away.
You can see a lot of pressure from the Cougars defensively. They really get after the basketball.
Foley all the way down, too strong off the glass, though, and the rebound out of there to Crowder. Laid past the right wing, and now Hempstead going to the bucket to our right. We'll get into it here. Cross-court pass, Lucas Duax coming off the screen. Going to be Foley on him. Burst jumps out over in the corner. Connor Duax, three-pointer, and he ties it up.
Make the basket from the corner, dribble penetration, you get a guy to help just a little bit, kick out, easy three.
Connor Duax is not the three-point shooter, it's Lucas that's the big three-point shooter. Diggins, Johnson going to be on him, that's a good matchup right there to watch. 3-3 game, Cougars and the Mustangs. Brewster gets a double team, drives right free throw line, takes it inside, goes up with a little flip shot, no, and the rebound underneath to Duax. Trying to go for the steal is Malik Haynes. They get it out to Crowder, and here comes Hempstead on the run. Good job by Kennedy to get back. Turnaround three. Up, good. Two for two, and now we got a foul underneath as well.
Yeah, Duax just catching and shooting there that time. I don't know who they got underneath on the push-off. Somebody for Hempstead.
Marshawn Crowder will pick up the foul. That'll be his first.
Basket did count.
No, they got burst on the foul for Kennedy.
No, that can't be. And Kennedy, Hempstead would have had the ball.
Well, yeah, something's not right here. So that had to go against Crowder. Inside, little flip shot, up rimming, no good. That time scoop layup attempt by Diggins. Here comes Crowder the other way. Crowder, stop and go dribble, takes it to the right baseline on burst. Out front, Lucas Duax holds it. Cross-court pass, driving in, and a blocking foul going to be called on Diggins.
Coach McCowan talking to the officials. That was one of those bang-bang calls. Could have went either way. Diggins getting there, and in the eyes of the official, just a little bit late.
Now, Tyler Cooksley started the game. He wasn't penciled in to start, but he will start the game. And the Hempstead Mustangs with the basketball. Driving in, Connor Duax leaves it for Johnson right in the lane. Johnson gets doubled. Kennedy knows where Johnson is at all times in the paint. Tyler Cooksley getting the start. He is a 6'3 senior. High post, kick out far side. Cooksley, fall away three, no good. And an offensive rebound for Hempstead and a foul before the shot on Drake Brewster.
Keith Johnson on the backside of that shot attempt from three-point range. Cleaning up the offensive glass.
I think everybody's confused here. As Nick Deer is going to check in for the Cougars. Kennedy will bring a lot of folks in. Deer, the 6'2 senior, who comes into the game. Cooksley will throw it out deep to Johnson. Duax a drive and a kick out to his brother. Out top, here's Johnson. He'll rise for three. Can't get the roll, and Diggins the rebound. Diggins will turn in the open court for Kennedy. Down 6-3 here. Hempstead with a couple of three-pointers to start off. Diggins, pull-up 17-footer, left it short. Rebound Crowder, kept it away from Drake Brewster.
The third rebound of the ballgame for Crowder.
Kennedy going to get ready to go to the bench. Even more here. And Malik Haynes going to get ready to come in along with Kai Jenkins for the Cougars. Crowder, near side corner, burst on him. Under five to play. Up top, Duax in the dribble drive. Stops, pull up 15-footer. No, back iron, but the deep kicker comes out and picked up by Hempstead as Connor Duax has it. Takes it inside, double pump hanger. No, tipped up. Duax gets it back, puts it up. No, got another rebound and was fouled, and that might be Brewster, Diggins, or Brewster. And they're going to get the second on Drake Brewster.
I'll tell you, and Connor Duax right there in front of the rim kept going after it, kept going after it. Coach McCowan wants clarification on who the foul was on, because that's going to be big. Officials are going to talk about that. He said, Scott, if that is on...
If that's on Brewster, that's two.
The board has them for three right now, Scott, which is can't be.
No, that's not right.
You're going to need some clarification right now. A little stoppage in play as they figure this out.
There was a little bit of confusion on that very first call. It was either a crowd or a burst, and it couldn't have been on burst because
they gave the team the wrong ball if it was on burst, because Kennedy kept possession of it.
And they're talking it over at the scorer's bench.
And they still have Brewster with three fouls, which at the worst it should be two if that last foul was on him.
And Lonzo Olenzak, and looks like Jody McCowan's on the book today.
And what are they saying? He's telling Diggins he has two, I think, is what Lon Olenzak just told Derek.
They've got Diggins with one, and Brewster with two, as the free throw is off, no good. Burst with none. So we are amazingly confused here at Wells Fargo.
And team fouls at three for the Cougars.
Kai Jenkins, the junior, comes in for Kennedy. We know Brewster's got two, we believe. Connor Duax on the line. Missed the first one and got the second one. 6'5 senior. And Hempstead now with seven in a row, and they have taken a 7-3 lead. Cougar basketball. Cross-court pass, Haynes to Deere in the corner. Hempstead going to go a little zone. Here's a three. No, but a foul. Crowder's going to get his second. Yeah, fouling Haynes.
Foolish foul, too. I mean, you want to be there, but he ran right into his arm. It was an easy call for the official right there. And he give the guy now three free throws. Crowder's probably going to have to come out of the ball game.
Yeah, Curtis Martin, the third, is going to come in for the Mustangs of Hempstead. Free throw up, good, from Malik Haynes. The 6'1 senior will get three here. 7-4 Hempstead. 4:32 to play here in quarter number one, and it's been a strange first quarter.
And shooting three that we didn't even say when Haynes shot that three, Scott. He was behind the three-point line that was used for the Iowa Energy out here, the NBA line. I mean, he was that deep when he pulled up on that one, so that even makes that foul even a little bit more circumspect by Dubuque Hempstead.
Curtis Martin will come in off the Hempstead bench, 5'11 junior, averaging 5.8 points a game. 7-6, Cougars make all three of the free throws with Malik Haynes. Ball handling out front, Lucas Duax. Kai Jenkins all over him, almost a five-second count. Kick out Cooksley, way short on the three. Hempstead gets the offensive board, though. They save it to Johnson, to Duax in the corner. Three-pointer, that won't go. Another offensive board, put back blocked out of there. Loose underneath, Cooksley going for it. It's out of bounds. It'll be Kennedy ball. But right now, Hempstead is trouncing Kennedy on the board.
Now, Kennedy's going to have to find an answer for that because they're getting multiple shot attempts. They avoided one right there. They got lucky on that one because they got some point-blank looks at Hempstead.
7-6 in favor of the Mustangs. Foley circling left, takes a tap of the key. Deere coming off the screen. Deere on the drive, down the lane. Lawson on the double team, knocked away by Duax and stolen.
Lucas Duax got his hand in the cookie jar that time and got it.
Cooksley drives it inside, leaves it for Johnson, and we've got bodies everywhere. Think a Kennedy foul. It's been like a pinball game.
Jackson Foley on the floor. He winds up on the floor at the end of that play, and luckily he didn't get his head stepped on. I thought that was going to happen.
And that is Derek Diggins picking up the foul, and that'll be his second.
Coach McCollum is not happy, to say the least, right now.
Kennedy's top two scorers now have two fouls apiece.
And you got Keith Johnson, meanwhile, going to the free throw line. He makes his first.
And you got Hempstead plus eight rebounding right now.
Yeah, they're just destroying Kennedy on the board. Well, some of that is they give so much help, Kennedy does right now, and they help quick. That leaves a possibility on the backside for offensive rebounding opportunities.
Johnson gets both free throws, and it's a 9-6 Hempstead lead. Foley walks it up, comes off the high ball screen, and here's a quick whistle and a foul, I think, on Keith Johnson.
What do we call those, Scott, nickel and dimers up front?
Well, it's been called much differently this game than it was the last game, that's for sure.
A little adjustment here.
As our officials, Brett Johnson, Kurt Strouth, and Steve Wick from out in the, well, they're from everywhere. This is a mixed crew, and I'm not a big fan of mixed crews. First out front, first off the clear out, going one-on-one, driving right, got double team, kicked it out to Brewster, back in with two fouls, three-pointer short, tipped around, Burst gets the offensive board as more bodies hit the floor. To the corner, Burst, open, three, no good, short, back tapped out of bounds, going to be Cougar basketball.
Now Burst in the middle of keeping that possession alive for the Cougars. He does that quite regularly for Kennedy. He makes those kind of plays, hustle plays for the Cougars.
Listen to high school basketball from the boys' state tournament in Des Moines here on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. 9-6 lead, 3 minutes to play. Brewster back into the game, off the clear out, going one-on-one, crossover dribble, drives, flips it underneath the Burst off his hand and then off of Sinberg and out of bounds. It'll stay Kennedy basketball.
It'll be baseline out underneath. Hempstead stays in the man-to-man on the baseline out-of-bounds set. 1-4 look for Kennedy.
And a very strange first quarter, and the Cougars almost throw it away, and now a steal by Martin. He'll go up all the way and score.
That's one thing Hempstead guards do. They're very quick to the basketball. They create havoc.
Kennedy down by five here early, 11-6. Payne's getting ready to come back in. Foley between the legs with it. Coming left, takes a free throw line. Kick over to Brewster. Out top, on the drive, Isaiah Harris throws up a wild shot in traffic as Harris was in for the first time, and Hempstead away with it. Lucas Duax into the front court, almost lost the handle of it. Kai Jenkins all over. 2:15 to play here in the opening quarter. Martin ball handling out front, over to Duax, behind the back with the dribble, frees himself. Over it comes now to Connor Duax, lost out of bounds. And it will stay with Hempstead.
Kennedy going to trap hard. Whenever that ball goes along the baseline and a player turns their back, they're coming from the blind side, so to speak. Hempstead's got to be ready for that look.
Well, when you get two teams from the same conference, they know each other very, very well.
And they've had multiple, look at it, similar opponents that they played against, so that helps them a little bit engaging what each other can do as well.
Haynes just picked up the foul. That'll be his first. Team foul number five on the Cougars. And here comes Derek Diggins back in with two fouls. At least we think. He's got two fouls.
My stats are updating right now.
Inbound stolen away by the Cougars as Burst comes away with the steal. Kennedy gets it inside. And a foul called on Hempstead. And that is going to go against Lucas Duax.
Brewster is going to be the Cougar shooting. Going to shoot two.
Drake Brewster on the free throw line for Kennedy, 66%. Kennedy shoots 67% as a team. And the first one short, no good. Cougars look a little tight.
Yeah, a little short on those shots. That's part of it out there. You get through this early part of this first quarter and let things calm down a little bit in your mind.
Second free throw, good. So Brewster gets one out of two, his first point. A little bit of Kennedy token pressure there. 11-7, Hempstead lead. Under 2 minutes to play here in the game's first quarter. Curtis Martin out front, gets it to Johnson as they work the perimeter. Bullet pass to the corner. Lucas Duax bounce inside, posting up Sinberg. Sinberg gets doubled. Kick out to Duax. Now underneath to Connor. Underneath to Sinberg. Reverses it up. No. Rebound loose and picked up by Drake Brewster. Brewster bumped in the backcourt. No call. Long wing pass to the corner to Malik Haynes. Haynes, Brewster, Diggins, Burst. And also into the game for the Cougars is Jack Wetzel.
Well, that's only got the number wrong in the program for what it's worth. Number 30 out here.
The freshman Jack Wetzel into the game, and the runner good down the lane by Derek Diggins.
Nice hang time at the end.
He gets his first points.
Nice little burst up front to get by the initial defender as well.
Cougars back within a deuce at 11-9. Martin in front court, turns to the near side hash. Working on the freshman Wetzel, goes crossover. Now takes him inside, the shot blocked, but a foul call.
And Martin, the third, going to get a chance to shoot two free throws.
Wetzel picks up his first. And Curtis Martin to the line, got 2 points off the bench. He's a little spark plug, averaging about 6 a game. Very quick defender, and gets the free throw.
He is very, very quick. He gets, he's causes problems for people out there when, you know, he averages 1.5 steals a ball game off the bench. And that's not talking about stuff that he forces just with through bad decisions with his defensive pressure.
And got both free throws. Mark coming in only at 55%, but he got them both. He's got 4, and Hempstead up 4. Foley coming off the screen. Haynes, he'll go up the baseline jumper, missed everything, and Johnson clears the board. Outlet pass, Martin in transition, his pass tip. Martin gets it back, though. He'll turn, taking himself, driving a kick to the corner. Open 3 up good by Connor Duax, who's on fire from outside.
He finds that corner. He likes it. And Coach McCowan, I think, is talking to him about understanding you've got to shoot or not to leave him.
He's more of a penetrator, and that mid-range was only 10 of 46 coming in, but he's got a couple here in the first quarter.
Going to go for one, the Cougars.
Hempstead, 16-9 lead, and a hold out front on Connor Duax.
Hand check into him there.
And it will be a ball out of bounds to Kennedy. Haynes to put it in. 3 seconds to play for the Cougars.
You got to be smart. You can get a bounce or two, but you're going to have to go pretty quick after that.
Looking, looking, still looking. They go to the backcourt to Foley. On a hurry, Foley goes on the leaner three. No, and that's it for the first half of play. First quarter, I beg your pardon. After one, it's Dubuque Hempstead 16, Cedar Rapids Kennedy 9. And we'll come back with the second quarter. After this 1 minute timeout, you're listening to Boys High School State Tournament Basketball on KGYM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Welcome back to Wells Fargo Arena as we start the second quarter. As Hempstead with a lead of 7 at 16-9. Right now Hempstead shooting 31%, 4 of 13. 3 of 7, though, from beyond the arc at 43%. And Kennedy not shooting it well, and they are getting pounded on the boards.
Yeah, they are. And the rebounding is just all Hempstead. Kennedy only has 4 rebounds right now, and you're looking at 11 to 4, Hempstead plus 7 in the rebound margin. I'm sure Coach McCollum talking to his kids about that as well. We've got to get to the basketball a little bit better. Put a body on somebody as well. You can't let Connor Duax and Keith Johnson just go where they want on the offensive end.
Ready to go for the second quarter here from Wells Fargo. Going to be Hempstead ball. Mustangs with Connor Duax to get it in. And we're underway. Connor Duax, Lucas Duax, Cooksley, Johnson, and Martin in there right now for Hempstead. And for Kennedy, playing the man-to-man. Haynes, Brewster back in with 2 fouls. Diggins with 2. Foley and Burst. So the starting 5. Posting up inside, Connor Duax gets it out to Johnson. Jab step, drives right of the lane, cut off by Diggins. Cross court now to Cooksley. They work the weave up top. Martin with the stutter dribble. Step back 3 is good, but we've got a foul. What? underneath.
There's a moving screen. They're going the other way.
Now the basket's going to count.
Now Coach McCollum's not going to like that one, Scott. That whistle sure looked like, to me, the whistle sounded like it went
before
it released.
The shot.
Yeah. It is going to be Kennedy ball.
Now Connor Duax will get his second.
The moving screen, I believe, underneath is what they said. He got his arm out a little bit and didn't let the defender get through.
But Martin is going to get the three-pointer. And Martin has been huge off Hempstead's bench. 19-9, Hempstead lead. Foley to Brewster, comes off the high ball screen, takes the left free throw line out to Haynes. Fakes, now goes up with a three. Left open, no, and Johnson clears the board.
Again, one and done for the Cougars.
On the drive, Duax. Yo-yos it, goes cross court. Martin on the drive against Foley, takes it inside, reverses it up, and good. Wow, what a shot.
First of all, how did he get through there? And then secondly, what English on the spin on that ball to get it to roll.
Nine for Curtis Martin. Now Martin's going to get a reach foul. He's pumped.
A little bit overexcited maybe down here defensively, getting reaching. It's going to be one and one, I think.
Team foul number seven, Matt Burst. Is going to go to the line. Someone's going to the line for Kennedy, and I think it's Burst. And he's a 52% free throw shooter on the year for the Cougars.
At the line for the Cougars, number 12, Marshawn.
You know, and you know, if you're Hempstead here, you got to be liking what you're doing on both ends of the court right now. You're limited to Kennedy to one shot, and you're getting good looks at the offensive end.
Burst misses the one and one. Hempstead with a 21-9 lead as the Mustangs on a big run right now. And with the basketballs, Kai Jenkins getting ready to come in for Kennedy. Cooksley out on the wing left side, right in front of the Kennedy bench. Hands it back down to Lucas Duax. Martin cross court. Ooh. And the pass up top, tip, but Burst kept it alive for Duax. And stop it inside. Johnson on the right block. Backs his way in. Gets triple team. Overcomes to Lucas Duax. Off the dribble. Jumper up. No, but he drew the foul.
Fouling the jump shooter again. And they're going to put Lucas Duax at the free throw line.
Jackson Foley will get the foul.
And Lucas Duax. Yeah, 77% on the year coming into tonight's ball game.
And the free throw in and out. Hempstead as a team shoots 67%. Kai Jenkins, the junior coming in. Drake Brewster will check out. Brewster and Diggins have been quiet for Kennedy.
Two leading scorers for him. They got picked up some early fouls as well.
Second one up and good by Duax. He's got four. 6:20 to play first half, and Hempstead by 13. Hand back Diggins. Coming off the screen, leaves it for Burst. They work it out beyond the arc now. To Nick Deere is checking into the game. So Brewster on the bench right now. Diggins, ball handling. Now Drummond right with the stutter dribble. Diggins going one-on-one. Diggins a drive and a kick to the corner. Deere, three-pointer, off, no. Weak side board, pulled out of there by Hempstead.
And nobody from Kennedy there on the offensive glass.
Lucas Duax gets it. Here's Martin inside and a blocking foul, and that might be the third on Diggins.
And that is just an explosive, quick step. When you look at what is going on out there with Curtis Martin, the third, catching the ball in transition, just kind of slow, and then boom, takes off, draws the foul on the Kennedy defender.
Diggins picks up his third foul. Martin with two free throws and swishes the first one. And this is a nightmare scenario for Kennedy for a start.
Yeah, and then offensively struggling to find their, any kind of a rhythm out there. And then you got second leading scorer now on the bench with three fouls.
Free throw number two is good.
Might not see him the rest of the half. Yeah, if it gets too big, you might not have any choice. You might have to bring him back.
Foley a drive. Ooh, and a late whistle and a foul on Martin going for the swipe, and that's his second. This is quickly turning into a game of attrition.
One-on-one's going to take place out there. Coach Deutsch talking about how he thought he came up underneath and looked clean.
Foley with the one and bonus. He hit the first shot of the game, a three-pointer, to give Kennedy their only lead. Free throw up, curled it in.
Cougars needed that one.
Jackson Foley shooting 88%.
if they can set or they can make this free throw, they like to set their defense and they like to press after made free throws.
Second free throw up, right through. Coley gets a pair. Here comes the Kennedy pressure. They'll show the man and then they'll back it off. It's Lucas Duax goes between the legs with it, still in the backcourt. Comes up on Kai Jenkins. Very good defender for the Cougars. Connor over comes to Martin for three. Got it again.
He's feeling it, and they're finding him. His teammates are finding him right now.
Curtis Martin with 13 threes. He can shoot it coming in, but he is feeling it today. 27-11. Hempstead with their biggest lead. Here's Brewster for 3-0. Now Kennedy starting to go to the perimeter here.
Yeah, and you got to, if you're the Cougars, lock in on the defensive end. You got to start getting some stops.
Lucas Duax to Connor to the corner. They find Martin again. Another three good. Timeout, Kennedy.
Thrown over the top of the defense, Scott. That happens. Sometimes they give help really quick. You throw side to side, you can get some open looks.
Martin, 13 of 36, and he's shooting Kennedy out of this gym.
Yeah, that's 30 to 11 right now. 19-point deficit right now. If you're Kennedy, you can't panic, and that's easier said than done in this situation. But you got to settle in. Number one, you got to start getting stops on the defensive end. You know, open shooters for Hempstead, and then they get second and third opportunities on the glass. Offensively, stay within what you do. You got to come down and get your sets run. You said last possession, last couple possessions, settling for perimeter jump shots. Try to get to the rim. That's what Kennedy likes to do. Drive, draw some contact, get to the free throw line. Stop the clock. Use that to your advantage. You're in the bonus right now.
21-5 run right now by Hempstead.
And Martin III has been a big part of it out there. He's been terrific at both ends of the floor.
Curtis Martin came in 13 of 36 on the year from three-point land. Not a bad three-point shooter. He's out there with two fouls, too.
Yeah, and Connor Duax as well. He's played a pretty solid ball game out there so far in the early going for Hempstead.
4:50 to play here in the first half. Still plenty of time. Brewster coming left with a stutter dribble. Diggins on the bench with three fouls as well for Kennedy. First, step back corner. Three ball, in and out. Cougars right now shooting 15%. Martin quickly into the front court. Martin a drive and a kick outside. Another three. This one long, no good by Duax. Chased down out of bounds. Going to stay with the Mustangs. Off the Connor Duax miss.
And burst there. Couldn't quite get it. Went off his fingertips before he could bring it in.
John McCown coaching the Cougars. And of course, Hall of Fame dad. His brother's going to go into the Players Hall of Fame on Saturday. Brooks McCown. 30-11. Martin lost the basketball, but goes back to retrieve it. Gets it out front. Lucas Duax, Kai Jenkins on him, and he'll back it out and reset it. Here, Hempstead, you can take time now, too.
Be smart on possession. Spread them out. Make the Cougars chase. Expend some energy.
Martin in the corner. Thought about the three again. Skip pass over the top. Goes to Duax, but he caught it with a foot on the sideline. And the turnover gives it to Kennedy.
Yeah. Again, I think Kennedy or Hempstead's trying to throw over the top of that defense and make Cedar Rapids Kennedy close out a little bit better defensively, but that time a little too close to the sideline.
4:05 to play here in the game's second quarter. Burst on the hand back, cross-court pass to Foley. Tries to dump it inside, Johnson the steal. Quick outlet, Martin beating everybody back. Martin all the way up, left the layup short. And we're going to get a goaltend on Kennedy.
Ooh.
I don't know about that. The ball never got over the rim.
No, it didn't. Don't have a replay here either, but it did not, Scott. It did not get over the rim.
Now we'll see.
I thought maybe it was going to be a late foul call initially because there's a little bit of action there underneath contact.
Martin has 19 points in the first half.
He's just been phenomenal. Off the bench, too, Scott. He's not a starter.
Came in averaging 5.8 a game. And the Hempstead defense has got Kennedy bamboozled, too.
You're playing with a lot of energy and confidence now. You got things going. Everything's going your way. You get out and got a little extra bounce in your step.
Burst circles it out front for the Cougars. Takes it right point. Kai Jenkins over it comes to Foley with 3:20 to play. Jackson on the drive. In all the way. Drops it off for Deer. Backdoor layup no good. But first, the putback for two.
One of the few second chance opportunities for the Cougars.
Here's Hempstead taking it up. Duax splits a double team, throws it off. No good. Tipped up and wave it off. Going to be goaltending on Hempstead.
That time he was above the rim. That was Johnson that was there.
Offensive goaltending.
Yes. He was above. The ball was in the cylinder from our angle. It looked like a pretty good call.
Boy, did Keith Johnson get up.
He was. He was up there that time, one hand.
Hempstead with the lead. They won the regular season contest between Kennedy and Hempstead. And Martin has picked up his third.
And he was reaching. He did have two hands on Foley. Not one, but both of them.
That'll be his third. Now, wait a minute. Now they have the board. Well, that's his second. According to the official stats, I had him with three.
Yeah.
This is all messed up. Team foul number nine, we know that. 1-1, Foley good. The 5'7 junior will get a second one. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. They've got Lucas Duax with two, so they must have changed one. Foley gets them both. He's got seven to lead Kennedy.
And Coach Deutsch leaving him out there with two fouls.
I would. Just tell him to be careful. 2:49 to play. He's got 19 points here in the first half. Little stop-and-go move. Goes behind the back with it. Stop-and-go. Changes directions off the glass. Threw it up wildly. It's out of bounds off of Hempstead. He did a little too much, I think, that time.
Yeah, I think he's feeling it. Get by the initial defender, but Kennedy had good help at the end of that to make him shoot over the top. Yeah, chase the ball down now. Scott, it rolled behind the seats over there.
Nobody was willing to go get it.
No, official had to leave the court.
In case you missed it, Iowa City West got a big-time scare, but beat Newton 57-51. And they will take on the winner of this game. Foley coming off the high burst ball screen, takes it right, yo-yos his way back. Now step back three, short, no good. Here the rebound, it was fouled. Came crashing in on the weak side. And the Hempstead foul going to go against Connor Duax.
And, well, that was Haynes, wasn't it, on the backside?
Yep.
And that's, you need a little bit of that energy out there if you're the Cougars coming from the backside. That was one of the few times Kennedy actually came with a lot of aggressiveness to the offensive glass.
Third foul on Duax, and he's going to have to check out. Crowder coming back in with two fouls.
Crowder got a finger tape there on his left hand.
And Hempstead's going to get a 30-second timeout. We're talking over here. Kurt Deutsch will ask for a timeout. 2:24 to play first half and a 32-16 Hempstead lead.
If you're Hempstead, do you go to a little zone because of your foul trouble? Make the Cougars shoot the basketball in those last couple minutes of this quarter.
Might
half.
Be, without Diggins in there.
Yeah, so, but, you know, you're thinking, you know, you built a 16-point lead doing what you do. Do you want to mess with it a little bit? But, I mean, you could be talking about that over there. Cougars have to be ready for that possibility.
Right now, Hempstead has Crowder on the floor with two, Martin on the floor with two, Connor Duax is on the bench with three, Lucas Duax has two. Haynes on the line. One more for Kennedy. It's on the way and right through. He's got five all from the line, and now Nick Deere back in.
And Kai Jenkins, I think, is going to go out for Kennedy.
Full court pressure. Haynes, Foley. Now Brewster in there with two fouls. He's back in. Now throw over the top to Foley, and they get it to Lucas Duax, and he tells everybody to get back into the front court.
He's bringing it up one-on-one against Foley.
Backs his way across the timeline. 2:12 to play, first half. Whip pass to the corner. Johnson on the drive all the way in. Double pumper and a charging foul on Johnson as he ran over Nick Deere.
Yeah, coming along the baseline. Looked like initially almost a steal over there by Haynes, and then that looked like Johnson was going to have an angle or a free pass to the basket that time, but good rotation on the backside by Deere to draw the charge.
And he joins the two-foul club for Hempstead. Hempstead's going to stay in the man.
Yep, he's going to stay in that man.
Foley brings it up top. Little pick and roll underneath the... And he got fouled, and Johnson's got three.
Went to the ground. Brewster will be going to the free throw line now for Kennedy. And we saw in that sub-state game, Brewster paid off when he went to the paid dividends. When he went to the free throw line, he had a big night from the charity stripe.
Yeah, he did. Bunch of free throws in the second half. He's got two here. The first one, front iron and good.
Well, if you're Kennedy, this is how you can crawl back into this. Get to the free throw line, score with the clock stopped. If you can, could you get it to 10? If they're going into half, 12 maybe, you feel good about yourself.
Second free throw, no good, and Marshawn Crowder gets the board. Back in is Sinberg now for Hempstead, usual starter for the Mustangs. New axe bringing it across the timeline, minute 28 to play, and Hempstead looks like they're going to go little four corners here.
Spread them. Use their quickness on the perimeter, the good ball handlers that they have.
Triple threat position, Duax, they double out on him, spins out of it, gets it to Crowder. Crowder, Martin, Lucas Duax in there, Sinberg, and Cooksley.
They tell Sinberg just to stay down there on the baseline, out of the lane, let those four guards work.
Martin driving in, a wild pass to Cooksley, he had it knocked away, but picked back up by Hempstead. Here's Duax, step back, high archer, no, they fight for the rebound, Crowder had it, lost it out of bounds. Turnover number five. Kai Jenkins back in for Kennedy. And now Hempstead's going to go to the bench and bring in LaShawn Evans.
And if you wonder a little bit about that last shot down there for Hempstead, you spread it, take a fadeaway jumper at the end. Good for the Cougars, but if you're Hempstead, maybe want a little bit better shot in that situation.
Foley out front. He gets doubled. Oh, and there's a little touch foul called on Hempstead. And that's the third on Crowder.
Try and get out and you hedge hard on the ball screen. That's what Hempstead's doing. And they said he had too much body. He didn't have his hands on him. They said it was his body.
Foley for two. And Kennedy is hanging in this via the free throw line.
And you wonder, Scott, Hempstead has to go over the top of that screen or they got to hedge hard, one of those two. Because of what Foley did in that sub-state game, ball screens up top, try to go underneath. He can shoot the three if you leave him open, so you got to come out hard on him and make him put the ball on the floor and not shoot in that situation.
Kennedy shooting 18%, but they're only down 12 now, 32-20.
So if they can get to 10 at halftime, you got to feel pretty good about it considering what it could have been.
Full court pressure. Kennedy on a 9-2 run after Hempstead went on a 21-5 run. Martin bringing it up with the power dribble of the right hand. Jump pass in the corner. Cooksley open three, way off the mark. Rebound out deep to Kennedy. They got a 2-on-2, and Deere will bring it back with 30 seconds to play in the half. Smart move, I think, right there.
Now Kennedy's going to spread the floor a little bit. Let Foley up top handle the ball primarily for him.
No 5-second count, down to 14 seconds, and Kennedy will get the ball to start the second half. Foley almost lost it, and they're going to get it for a double dribble, but Hempstead touched that ball.
They did, and it was up front. It looked like Martin the third got his hand in there and tipped it loose.
So it'll be Hempstead and Will Courtney inbound for the Mustangs.
Could be a four, potential 6-point swing.
Head to Martin. Martin on the drive. No look bounce underneath. 5 seconds. Right back it comes in the lane to. And that's going to do it for the first half. That's a big turnaround right there.
Yeah, that's a potential. Like I said, it final one at the buzzer.
Halftime score is Dubuque Hempstead 34, Cedar Rapids Kennedy 20. We'll come back, talk halftime with you from Des Moines. After this 2-minute break, you're listening to Boys State Tournament Basketball on KGYM.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Napa Know How.
Spend $24 on anything at Napa this month, and you'll get a free Chase Elliott racing cap. You can spend it on oil. You can spend it on wiper blades. Heck, spend it on a year's supply of Pine Tree air fresheners. No matter what you spend $24 on, you'll walk away with a free Chase Elliott racing cap planted firmly on your noggin. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/17.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Welcome back to Wells Fargo Arena and the Boys State Basketball Tournament. We're going to talk to West High coach Steve Bergman coming up here in a moment. Hempstead leading Kennedy 34-20. 21-5 run there by Hempstead to break open a three-point game to take a 30-11 lead, but then back came Kennedy with a 9-2 run. They got it within 14 here at the break. Halftime scoring in a very, very strange game. Hempstead, Curtis Martin, the third off the bench, leading the way with 19. Came in, averaging 5 a game. 7 for Connor Duax, 4 for Lucas Duax. Tyler Cooksley with 2, Keith Johnson with 2. For Kennedy, Jackson Foley with 9, leading the way. 6 out of 6 from the line of the three-pointer. Malik Haynes with 5, Derek Diggins, Matt Burst, Drake Brewster with 2. 4 turnovers for Kennedy. Hempstead with 6 turnovers officially. Mustangs shooting 42%. They're 10 of 24. 6 of 12 from three-point range. That's Mr. Martin. And 8 out of 10 from the free throw line. Kennedy has only 3 made field goals in the first half. They're 3 of 17 for 18%. 1 out of 8, 13% from beyond the golden arc. But 13 of 16 from the free throw line, keeping them hanging around at 81%. And right now, bench scoring is 21-0 in favor of Mr. Martin at this point. How about rebounding?
Of 19-8, Hempstead's really dominating this category. Keith Johnson and Marshawn Crowder both leading with 5 for the Mustangs. 3 for Connor Duax, 2 apiece for Lucas Duax, as well as Curtis Martin, the third. Tyler Cooksley with 1. 1 dead ball rebound, 7 offensive, 12 defense, a total of 19 for Hempstead. For the Cougars, Matt Burst with 3, and then you got 3 players each with 1. Drake Brewster, Derek Diggins, as well as Malik Haynes. 2 dead ball rebounds, 4 offense, 4 defense, total of 8 for the Cougars. So it's been all Hempstead on the boards as well.
Foul trouble. We got about 3 minutes to go over this. Let's see. Hempstead has Crowder with 3, Johnson with 3, Connor Duax with 3. And for Kennedy, Derek Diggins with 3, Drake Brewster with 2. So halftime, Dubuque Hempstead on top, 34-20. I hand that to Mr. Steve Bergman here, joining us at halftime. I looked over there at the end of the game, and I saw Patrick take maybe the biggest exhale I think he's ever taken in his life. Because Newton gave you everything that you wanted today, didn't they?
Yeah, not shocking. We had watched 6 games. They're kind of our kryptonite a little bit. You know, they have a point guard who we have trouble getting it out of his hands, and they run about 70 sets by most accounts, and they run a lot of time every possession. And, you guys saw the Xavier game. It kind of was like that, except they ran a lot more sets, and they had one guy who was just – they had 2 guys who were just really hard to guard.
They were really hard to guard, especially the first half. Yeah. They turned the corner a lot, and I know you worked on that rotation at the back end of the second half, because the first half it wasn't real good.
No. Well, you shouldn't give up a drive to the middle. And that, honestly, we lost guys off screens, and then we were giving up middle drive, and if you give up a middle drive, their options are four or five instead of maybe one. And so second half, we forced them a little bit more to the sideline, baseline side of things. And Devontae did a good job on Sturts. It was a tough matchup for Patrick. He's been up to it most nights, but he struggled with that one. Now, he did do a good job when we put him on the help on a guy you could help off of blocking shots.
I was going to say, Lane, I thought maybe the most consistent player out there today.
Yeah, I mean, he did some things offensively that were a little, you know, he was frustrated with himself, too. He went in there and planted 2 feet and didn't pump fake, and Sturts is a good shot blocker, and I think he probably had 3 shots blocked, and then the 3 late, you know, he's like, my bad, coach. You know, we had a lead, and I thought if we spread them out and drove them, they were going to have trouble staying in front of us. And by and large, at the end, we did a lot of things right. I mean, Patrick's charge was interesting, and that would have been a layup if they just played through it. And then we had our best free throw shooter shooting free throws, and he struggled, and I bet he doesn't do that again.
No, I would agree with that. I thought your bench, Hakeem, really came through with some big minutes because he needed to play a lot with Patrick out.
Yeah, and Evan Flitz, not a lot of numbers, but Evan Flitz has really been in the gym the last week after I kind of twisted his arm and said, you need to get in the gym more. And so, you know, I like our bench. I like subbing 3 guys right away. And then if you play well, you stay in. And if you don't play so well, we try you again later.
So what's this mean now going forward, Coach? You play on Friday, you know that much.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've got a lot going on in my life right now that I got to get done with my family in the morning. And then, you know, I got a lot of really good assistants watching film. And then about noon tomorrow, we'll just really focus on the people who win this one.
I was going to say condolences to you and your family, Coach, on your loss. But that talks about you got Coach Rundquist over there, who's been through a lot of this. You got a great coaching staff to help you out. So
yeah, Nate Freeze is our film guy, and I know he's already got some of their film done. And we were hoping we weren't going to have to send it to the team that wins this game. You know, at half we weren't sure, but I didn't go to practice Monday. Those guys did a great job, and our players are probably happy as heck I wasn't there. So. But you know, it's just been a very awkward way to deal with things, and you know, but tomorrow it'll be a new day.
Well, at least you know your opponent the next game.
Yeah, and I'll spend a little time tonight because I won't get to in the morning, and then about noon tomorrow we'll start focusing on them, and I've got a lot of family stuff to deal with, and the guys kind of got me through it today.
Well, and you got senior leadership too, Coach. You've seen your leadership. You've had these kids for a long time. That helps a little bit too. But
well,
you
kind of Devontae and Connor have played. That was their 10th game out here on this floor.
Yeah, they've got a lot of experience out here.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, Bergie.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
You betcha.
Well, and best of luck going forward, Coach. And again, sorry for your loss.
Thanks.
Steve Bergman, Iowa City West head coach, as West High held on 57-51 against Newton earlier on today. Both teams back out there getting ready for the second half here as Dubuque-Kempstead leads Kennedy 34-20. And how about what's Kennedy got to do? They got to have one big run and probably get this thing down maybe what's manageable, 9-8-7 going into the fourth quarter.
Well, you'd love to do that if you could get it down to 7, that'd be terrific. You know, you're cutting the lead in half then, and then you'd have to do that again in the second or in the fourth quarter, take that 7-point swing. Game of runs, we've seen Kennedy put up numbers and quickly with their defense that they play. They play some really good pressure defense that can lead to some runouts and get some things going on the offensive end. It's hard to do it, though. You know, I say that, but I qualify it because it's hard to do against Hempstead because they've got such good guards. They're very, very quick out there, and it may come down to that foul trouble, Scott. Who can stay out of foul trouble here early in the second half and play your regular players?
Kennedy with first out there. Diggins back in with 3. Brewster along with Malik Haynes and Jackson Foley for Hempstead. They will come out with the second half. Sinberg will start the second half. Johnson's back out there. Connor and Lucas Duax and Tyler Cooksley. Backdoor bounce to Diggins, reverse layup good, and a set play for Kennedy coming out of the halftime.
Good start. That's step one right there. Convert your first opportunity.
This could come down to a game of attrition, to be honest with you. Both teams in serious, serious foul trouble. Johnson, one of those players with three, on the drive all the way in, missed the scoop layup, and burst the rebound. Quick outlet pass. Here comes Drake Brewster to the corner. Haynes for three. Ring it up. 5-0 start for Kennedy.
Yeah, quick start. That's what you wanted for the Cougars. Hempstead, then Coach Deutsch looks at his players, tells them what he wants, the offensive set.
34-25. Duax lost his man, drives in. Blocking foul or a charge? Going to be a charge.
Hard to tell. We didn't get a call there for a second. Everybody's going the other way, though.
And that is three on Lucas Duax.
I think that was Foley that was the one who in there and took the charge. He was the one that wound up in the bottom of the pile anyway for the Cougars.
If it was a college game, that would not have been a charge because that was right underneath the basket.
Yeah, it was well inside that white arc that they have out there.
34-25, and Kennedy could cut this down to six with the three.
Got a 1-3-1 zone for Hempstead.
Yep, you were right. Hempstead with all that foul trouble. And they're going to have to go zone. Haynes to Brewster in the corner. He'll rise for three. Got it.
That's one of the chances you take when you go into that zone play. If they can find their openings in the corner, sometimes is open against the 1-3-1.
34-28, 6:40 to play here in the third. Kennedy has hit him with an 8-0 run. Lucas Duax in front of the bench. Timeout Hempstead. Full timeout going to be taken by the Mustangs. We will take a 30-second break and come back to Des Moines. 6:34 remaining third quarter. Kennedy right back in it. Hempstead 34, Cougars 28, back in 30 seconds on KGYM Sports.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back with you at the Boys State Basketball Tournament here on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM. Tonight, two more 4A semifinals, or quarterfinals, I beg your pardon. Bettendorf and Sioux City East at 6:30, followed by West Des Moines Valley and Des Moines North. Well, Kennedy's hit him with an 8-0 run.
Well, Scott, we talked about if they could cut that lead in half, and they are 1 point better than that so far, and it hasn't even taken 2 minutes to do that right now. Hempstead hasn't found their mark at all in the third period here offensively.
For Hempstead, they had to go to the zone here with all the foul trouble. They get it inside. Johnson missed the dunk, though.
A nightmare for Dubuque Hempstead right now.
Here's Brewster. Shake and bake move over in the corner now to Matt Burst. Kennedy can cut this 2-4 or 3 with the home run ball.
Back to the man-to-man, as Dubuque Hempstead.
Diggins a drive, got doubled, kick to Brewster, left wing, wide open, three, in and out, Haynes the rebound, blocked, foul. Johnson just got his fourth, and it looked like a pretty clean block.
Yeah, it did. Coach Hempstead's not contesting it, but...
No, it was not Johnson. It was Cooksley.
I was going to say, because Johnson, our angle looked clean. It must have been Cooksley underneath or on the backside.
Haynes with the free throw and curled it home. He's in double figures with 10. And here comes the super sub, Curtis Martin, the third, and for Dubuque Hempstead. Marshawn Crowder also coming in for the Mustangs.
Crowder, normally one of their starters, starts the bench here in the second half.
Hempstead up by 5, but they were up 19 in the first half. 21 Megan. Free throw short, no good. One-handed by Martin, had it taken away by Brewster. Cuts it up, no, but a foul from behind, and that is 4 on Johnson.
Again, foul, foul, foul. If you're Dubuque Hempstead.
Johnson missed a dunk, and now he's picked up his fourth, and Hempstead is beyond foul trouble.
how deep is Coach Deutsch going on his bench right now? He's going to come right back, looks like, with Cooksley, who just came out of the ball game.
Brewster with two and gets the first one to go.
Again, free throws, Scott. Free throws for Kennedy. You know, it was amazing. One of the things we didn't really get to emphasize, but Kennedy only had three field goals in the first half. It's remarkable they weren't down by more.
Great throw, won't fall. Cooksley the rebound. Hung on the iron, wouldn't go down, and it's a 34-30 Hempstead lead. Hempstead led at one point 30-11 in this game. Kennedy on a 19-4 run overall. Cross-court dangerous pass to Martin up top. Payne's on him. Martin, stop and go move. Tried to go crossover, got doubled, and a reach foul on Haynes.
Come across the wrist that time. And a little bit of a bailout foul there, Scott. If they don't reach, I think they're going to probably get a turnover regardless.
Because Haynes went on the floor.
And he didn't have any place to go with it.
5:33 to play here in the third. Koo and the Mustangs inbound. Lucas Duax out top. Duax circles left, gets doubled. Good help defense by Haynes. Gets a return pass, fakes the three. Cross court to Martin. Stop and go move. Martin on the drive. Kicks inside, now out to Crowder. Crowder, nice spin move on Foley. Haynes puts it up, no good. On the double pump runner, rebounded by Foley. Lead pass, Drake Brewster in the open court. Brewster takes the free throw line. Back to Foley, pull up three, and he hits.
In transition that time, secondary. The defense collapsed to the lane area to find the open shooter trailing Foley.
Kennedy already has more field goals, and there's a tie-up in the backcourt. It'll be Hempstead ball, but Kennedy already with more field goals in this half than they did in the first half combined. The clock's still running.
Stop the clock, guys. Stop the clock.
10 seconds ran off the clock.
Easily. Yeah, Coach Deutsch from Hempstead not happy that last call, and I think Kennedy got a break there. It looked like there's a lot of contact.
And now we've got a stoppage.
The ball was in, handed in, then the horn. There's nobody at the bench to check in, and they're probably going to do the clock.
I think
thing.
The official stats folks were the ones that caught it. And about 10 seconds ran off the clock. This has just been a crazy game. I mean, an absolutely nutty game.
A lot of stoppage. Due to a little bit of confusion either on the bench or on the floor, trying to figure things out. And both coaches are getting it explained to them by a different official. And are we going to see the clock change or not? Yes. Put 16 seconds back up there, Scott. Went from 440 to 456.
Kennedy has cut a 21-point lead down to one. Full court pressure put on by the Cougars. They'll show it, back it off. Hempstead, Lucas Duax, brings it up with a left hand. In the front court against the Kennedy man-to-man. Martin on the hand back to Duax. Foley on Martin right now. It'll be Nick Deere on Lucas Duax. Into the high post. Ball taken away by Brewster. Kennedy looking for the lead. Brewster behind the back, put it on the floor, lost it. And now they're going to get a foul on Brewster, trying to get it back,
say
it looks like.
Yeah, they say he reached. Maybe got a piece of the arm.
Third on Drake Brewster. And the second on Kennedy.
Kennedy can set their defense of nothing else here. Make Hempstead break full court press.
Duax to the corner to Connor. Duax drives in. Blocking foul. Going to be called on Foley. Tried to draw the charge. We got there a little late.
And then Duax spun out of it, away from it. Going to be baseline out of bounds set. 1-4 high for Hempstead.
Nat Burst comes in for Drake Brewster, and Kennedy's going to go smaller with Diggins, Deer, Foley, Haynes, and Burst.
Diggins is the tallest player on the floor right now for Kennedy.
And down to Connor Duax. Martin, who had the hot hand early. Cross-court pass, Cooksley. Inside, Crowder posting up. Turns, drives in. Double pump, leaner, no good. Weak side rebound tipped around. Loose picked back up by Crowder. And Hempstead will get it back. Connor Duax to Lucas. He'll pop the three. No. Rebound underneath and a foul. This is not for the weak of heart.
There's a lot of fouls that are taking place right now. Honestly, there probably could have been a couple more in that in that possession a little bit earlier because a lot of contact.
Burst on Matt Burst. You got Connor Duax holding an arm. My gosh.
Play through it.
Well, they've let a lot of banging go, but they've called all the touches on the outside. Inbound, tipped away. Deer off the overplay. Stolen away. Now it's loose again and picked up by Hempstead. Turnover both ways, and the Mustangs have their pass tipped out of bounds. Kai Jenkins going over some signage.
And Jenkins getting the deflection at the end of that, making Hempstead set on the baseline out of bounds. Now, Hempstead had a few looks in right here, 4 or 5 foot shots. They just haven't been able to convert them.
Mustangs inbound to Lucas Duax. Shovels it out top to Cooksley. Right wing, they bounce it inside, and a foul on Burst on the reach.
Coming around, he's got his hand on the backside. I think that's probably what they got him. Trying to come from behind in the post to deflect it.
Team foul number 5. Malik Haynes back in for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. For Burst, he'll join the 3-foul club. Johnson, the only player with 4, and he's on the bench for Hempstead. Cooksley left of the glass, looking in. Throws it out deep. Now Hempstead will get into it. Mustangs, here in the second half, have not scored.
No. It's amazing. They still have a 1-point lead.
Martin, Connor Duax. Right back it comes to Martin. Nice move. Drives in. Scoop play up. No. Put back. No. Rebound Deer driving in there. Off the Crowder miss.
Crowder is there. Again, that's probably his 3rd shot this quarter. Right there, he's missed.
Brewster driving a kick. Kai Jenkins, 3-pointer too strong. Rebound tipped around. Derek Diggins comes away with it. 3:20 to play here in the third. Kennedy shooting for their first lead since 3-0. Diggins, nice crossover dribble. Drive, step back, high arching, 17-footer, got it. Kennedy is leading.
Tough shot, tough shot there. He made it over the outstretched arm of Dubuque Hempstead defender.
Cougars by 1, 35-34. Lucas Duax out front, had it tipped away into the backcourt, picks it back up. Weaves his way through traffic. Over it comes to Martin. Hempstead has lost all their aggressiveness from early in the game.
And the Kennedy defense got a little extra bounce in their step out there. Really hawking the ball really hard.
Martin lost it on the step back move. They'll set it back up with 2:30 to play here in quarter number 3. Duax on the drive, right of the lane, kick to the corner. Martin, 3, no. Rebound, though, to Hempstead as Crowder gets it inside. Little turnaround hook, good.
Finally got one of those to go. Crowder, that's his 4th offensive rebound in the half. First one he could convert into points.
Hempstead back by 1, 36-35. Top of the key, Diggins. Nice pick and roll to Brewster. Layup, no, on the reverse, but he drew the foul on Martin.
Yeah, Martin. So is that on him? What number? I lose track.
That will be 3 on Curtis Martin. And to the line, Drake Brewster. And Kennedy is doing this without a lot of scoring from Brewster and Diggins as the free throw dances and falls.
They continue to make their free throws. Kennedy does.
7 points for Brewster.
He shot 21. Is that the 21st free throw for Kennedy in this ballgame?
Yep.
16 for 21.
While Hempstead has only shot attempt to 10. Free throw number 2. Brewster up and good. Deadened it off the front iron and rolled in. Kennedy back with the 1-point lead at 37-36. Hempstead basketball. They'll go to the bucket to our left. Lucas Duax brings it across the timeline. Picked up by Malik Haynes. Mustangs shooting 33%. Kennedy 33%. Duax all the way in. Left it short with the left hand. Here comes Haynes the other way for Kennedy. A high dribble. Now the ball tipped away. They dive for it. And a foul on Martin going for the steal. And that's his 4.
And Haynes was the player right there. It's a 15 foul on Dubuque Hempstead. Tell you what, there's a lot of floor burns. In that possession right there. A lot of people on the floor for those, that basketball.
With Sean Evans coming in for the Mustangs. So the Hempstead's in a situation now with 2 out of their top 6 Two other top six have four fouls.
What are they, and again, there's another stoppage of play because of what's going on in the bench. I don't know what they're talking about over there.
I think they did not get Evans checked in, but he is checked in now. 37-36, Kennedy with the lead. Hempstead won the regular season matchup. Diggins takes the free throw line. Bounce underneath the Brewster. Hung had it blocked, though. Back to Kennedy. Haynes, corner three, too strong. Rebound, Diggins, way up high. Kept that ball alive, and Brewster gets it for the Cougars.
And Burst gathers the first offensive rebound, kept it alive.
Foley on the drive all the way in. Nobody picked him up, but he got the right-hand layup to go.
Yeah, nobody come from the backside to help. Kennedy setting that full-court defensive pressure again.
Cougars by three, 39-36. Lucas Duax to Connor Duax. Connor on the drive, kick out to Lucas, fakes the NBA three. Drive outside to Evans now. Kennedy playing very good defense. Inside, they double up Crowder, ball tip stolen.
Foley and Burst both in there in that defensive play.
Under a minute to play in the third. Kennedy all the way back from down 21.
They're going to hold it. They're going to go for one if Hempstead's going to be content to stay back and not get a five count going.
And Kennedy will get the ball to start quarter number four as well. Diggins with 25 seconds. Plays catch with Brewster. Brewster at the center circle. Brewster yo-yoing the dribble out there on Connor Duax. And hands it back now with 15 seconds to play. They'll get a two-man game going. Probably a high pick here for Brewster. Here's the pick. Diggins drives baseline. Tried to shovel it underneath. The ball loose in the floor. Picked up by Burst, and he was tied up. 4.8. It's going to stay with Kennedy. So they get the arrow here.
They can run it out of bounds set now. Coach McCollum calls four. And then, again, if you don't get anything right away on this set, you can get it in. He's still got a couple chances, a couple bounces.
Bouncing into Brewster. Brewster going one-on-one. Drives, follow-away jumper, baseline, no, and that will do it for quarter number three. All the way back from a 21-point deficit for Kennedy. Cougars, 39. Dubuque Hempstead, 36 as we head to the fourth. Back in a minute. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on KGYM.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Coming up after the game, we will join up with Todd and Alex on the APC. Kennedy outscored Hempstead 19-2 in that third quarter. Cougars shooting 31%, 9-29, but 17-22 from the free throw line at 77%. Hempstead has cooled off immensely. They're down to 32%. 11 of 34 for the game. 6 of 14 for three-point range, 43%. 8 of 10 and 80% from the free throw line.
Well, we talked at half, Scott. If Kennedy, a great scenario is if Kennedy was trailing by 7 going into the fourth. Now they're looking at a plus 3 lead here, a three-point lead. Can you keep that energy going? Can you keep that momentum going? We've seen a lot of crazy swings in this basketball game. Are we going to have any more of those?
Underway with the fourth quarter. Hempstead will have the ball here on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. LaShawn Evans on the drive all the way in. It was fouled. He turned the corner.
Yeah, the youngster, the junior from Dubuque Hempstead, Didn't get a lot of minutes. Get a chance to go to the free throw line here and knock a couple home.
And Brewster gets his fourth.
And Kennedy going to bring some guys in.
Evans free throw good. First point for LaShawn Evans. And Brewster's going to have to check out. So Deer, Jenkins, Foley, Diggins, and Burst in there for John McCowan. Cooksley, Crowder, Lucas and Connor Duax, and Evans in there for Hempstead. Free throw number two is right through.
Looking good for Jenkins out there. If you're Coach McCowan now, how long do you go if you're leading scorer on the bench?
We'll see. Foley to Deer, holds it right wing, outside the arc. Cooksley coming out on him. They clear it out for him, turns it down. Now to Diggins. 1-4 look over to Foley. Foley, Crowder guarding him. Couple jab steps up top to Nick Deer. With 7:24 to play in the ball game. Deer, they bounce it down low. Up top, Jenkins fakes in the three, takes the top of the key. Burst back to Diggins. He'll try it for three and buried a deep one.
Oh, it looked like he caught it. And at first he's like, no, that's deep. But winds up being a good thing for the Cougars.
9 for double D, Derek Diggins. And it's Kennedy by 4. And you bought probably another minute there on the bench for Drake Brewster.
Yeah, that was a patient possession for Kennedy.
Evans, left free throw line. Up top, Duax on the fake. He'll drive in. Pump fake up, no, and he drew the foul.
That's just Duax understanding the shot fake, let the defense make contact, then put it up there. He's going to shoot two, but he had a chance for a three-point play there if he could have converted.
Three on Burst, and Connor Duax on the line. Good free throw shooter at 72%, and the first one curls out.
A little long for him.
42-38. Kennedy will bring Malik Haynes in. Every time there's a dead ball, Kennedy brings in a player.
They're always going to be subbing.
Trying to pull Hempstead within three. Second one on the way. That one swished through.
And that idea of them subbing so much, Scott, is one of the things that kind of helps them go through Brewster being in foul trouble out there. You know, those kids are used to getting out there.
42-39. Diggins off the clear out. Isolated right side. Little stutter move. Drives in. Spin move. Got cut off. Had to get rid of it and gotten it out to Foley on the cross-court skip pass. Foley turns the corner. Almost lost his footing. Ball tipped away into the backcourt. They dive for it. Loose picked up by Hempstead. All the way in. Layup good by Lucas Duax.
Foley getting up slow, Scott. He's holding his mouth. He got a loose tooth, maybe?
I'm not sure what's happening here.
Yeah, he got a loose tooth or something.
Or
bloody lip, something.
Something's not good over there.
Took the mouth guard out and walked right to the bench.
And Lynn Groth going to go over there and take a look at Jackson Foley. Hopefully he's all right.
Yeah. He's getting looked at over there. They're going to. Got sub in now. Brewster's back in. Scott, 6:05. Let's see what happens.
A pretty big gamble right here. 6 minutes to play in the ball game. 42-41. Kennedy with a one-point lead. There's a touch foul out front on Hempstead, on Crowder, and he's got 4. And it's been with both teams. The problem is it's just super inconsistent.
It is. It's there are sometimes where the bodies just jam into each other. And
you got a
nothing.
Guy almost losing a tooth.
And then you got...
There's no foul, and then that's a touch. Turning the corner, Haynes takes it right of the circle. Out top to Kai Jenkins. Brewster, little jab step. Ooh, he lost it. Got away with a travel.
Yeah, he did.
Kennedy will keep it, though. As they attend to Jackson Foley. Diggins, stop and go move, takes the free throw line. Nice bounce pass underneath for the easy two for Kai Jenkins.
A quick timeout for Kennedy after that basket.
They're going to get a dirty here. First points off the Cougar bench. And it's Kennedy by 3, 44-41. And that was to get Foley in.
Yeah, and that score came after Jenkins slipped a screen out there. He set a screen and everybody went with the guy going off the screen, and he just, boom, he found himself wide open, and a nice little assist out there by Diggins.
Hempstead's first ever trip to the state tournament. And Kennedy's a veteran. They've been here 16 times for the Cougars.
Well, Foley now back in the ball game. Good to see for the Cougars. Good for him, too.
I beg your pardon, 15 trips for Kennedy. Here we go, 5:27 to play. Kennedy by three. One possession game. Hempstead against the Kennedy pressure. They'll show it, back it off. Foley back in. Must have got a little bit of a bump on the lip or something. I don't think we lost any teeth or anything like that. Behind the screen, pull-up jumper, rimming no. Tapped off, and Kennedy gets it. And Barton and Johnson are going to come back in for Hempstead.
Yeah, four fouls for Hempstead. Has burst seventh rebound of the ball game.
Well, he leads Kennedy. Oh. Double team up front, ball tipped away, stolen by Cooksley. Cooksley all the way down, blocked from behind by Diggins, who came out of nowhere.
It looked like Cooksley maybe lost it a little bit going up, but Diggins didn't give up on that play. Spectacular athletic move by Diggins to get the block.
4:37 to play, Foley off the clear out, drives in, Foley spins. Ball away shot, left it way short, an air ball. Here comes Lucas Duax, up court to Connor Duax. And the Crowder almost was called for over and back. Crowder, a little stop and go move. Nice crossover, drives in, puts it up, and got the roll.
That's purely a one-on-one move right there by Crowder, getting to the rim.
Marshawn Crowder averaging eight. He's got four all in the second half. 44-43, Kennedy by one. As we're halfway home here in quarter number four. Hilsch moving to the right, losing it. Brewster, but kept it alive on the bounce out to Burst. Foley will call the play out front for Kennedy. Working on Evans, timeout. Full timeout going to be taken here by Kennedy. We'll take it as well. 3:49 to play here in the ballgame. It's Kennedy 44, Hempstead 43. Back in a minute. You're listening to Boys State Tournament Basketball from KGYM.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Changes in Washington are not only affecting the nation's economy, but your family's as well. Quicken Loans can show you how to take advantage of a cash-out refinance to pay off credit card debt or invest in home improvements. In fact, you may be able to eliminate private mortgage insurance. No matter what's happening in Washington, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Kennedy running a little weave up top, trying to get some ball hands, trying to draw the contact off dribble drive if they got it and get to the free throw line, where they have had a ton of success tonight.
Second free throw also good for Derek Diggins. 9.5, 11 in the game. Kennedy by three, 46-43. 3:05 to play, and Hempstead will get a timeout. That'll leave them with two. Kennedy with two as well. And Hempstead will talk it over, 46-43. All right, Martin's out of the game now for the Mustangs. Johnson has four. The Duaxes have been very quiet in the second half for the Mustangs.
Yeah, and those are your guys that are your gamers out there that you hang your hat on quite a bit of it. And Kennedy's done a good job keeping them quiet. They've turned up their pressure out there. But when you look at this and you look at the stats here, the glaring one that jumps at you is 19 of 24 Kennedy from the free throw line. They've only missed five. They're shooting about an 80%, almost an 80% clip from the charity stripe. And Hempstead's only been there 14 times. They're shooting it really well, too. 11 of 14. It's just that Kennedy's been there 10 more times. In a tight ball game like that, that's huge.
Kennedy shooting 34%. Hempstead 34%. But like you said, Kennedy is leading this game because of the charity stripe, where they're 19 of 24, 79%. Hempstead has only attempted 14.
Now, Kennedy's going to stay in that half-court man-to-man. They're going to turn up the ball pressure without fouling. I'm sure Coach McCollum's talked about that. We don't want the clock stopping.
Hempstead basketball off the timeout. Ball almost taken away. Connor Duax gets it, takes a free throw line. Outside Crowder, a line drive three. In and out, no good. Diggins hangs and gets the board.
Got a look. Hempstead got from three, would have tied it up, but touched every part of the rim, just didn't go through.
Foley backdoor pass to Diggins. Shot blocked. Johnson got it. Coming over to help out. Connor Duax on the run. Takes it in the front court. Out front to Crowder. For the Mustangs. Crowder, rook of the triangle right. Duax, skip pass cross court to Cooksley. He lost it going in and saved it into Kennedy.
And they, in Hempstead, had a matchup. They had Foley under and trying to guard Keith Johnson inside. Hempstead couldn't find it, though.
Foley into the front court. Winner against Iowa City West. High-low lob over the top of Brewster out of bounds. He claims he got held, but no call. Turnover for Kennedy is their ninth.
Kennedy now is not all out full court pressure. They're just kind of there. Earlier in this quarter, they were denying everything.
2 minutes to play in the game. Connor and Lucas Duax playing catch on the far sideline. Up top to Lucas, into the corner to Cooksley. He'll fire for three, way short, no good. Rebound out of bounds. Gonna go to Kennedy.
You got a break there, looked like, Scott.
Yeah, it should have been Hempstead ball.
They got a break there, but nonetheless, Kennedy going the other way with it.
And now Hempstead almost forced, I would imagine Kennedy's gonna spread the court here.
Yeah, I would think so too, and let Foley and Brewster and Diggins. Got Malik Haynes out there as well. Very good ball handlers.
That's exactly what is happening. Kennedy going to go spread court.
Hempstead went to the zone, 1-3-1. If you're going to do that, you better trap because you make them play. That clock's running.
1:20 to play. Dangerous cross-court pass, and Haynes fouled by Connor Duax, who's got four. 1-1 for Malik Haynes, who's a 71% shooter. One more free throw attempt for Kennedy, and they've had a bunch this afternoon.
And Hempstead only 9 points in the second half of play.
Free throw rattled in. That used every part of the rim. Haynes with one more. It's a two-possession game with 1:19 to play.
If you're Hempstead, you come down offensively. You don't have to go for the three. You get a drive to the rim if you got it.
Free throw no good. Johnson claims the board. Two-possession lead for Kennedy. Lucas Duax behind the back with it, gets it to Johnson. Lobs it inside. Crowder got doubled on the block. Back out top. Duax open three, way off the mark, out of bounds. And it will go to Kennedy.
Kennedy got to be ready now. Hempstead's got to match up full court, and they're going to have to foul if they don't get a steal. Minute three left.
But you got a bunch of guys with four fouls, too.
That's true.
Cougars throw over the top to Matt Burst. Right at the center line. 47-43. 10-second count on. Brewster beats it across the timeline. Hempstead going to try to trap. Brewster in a power dribble all the way in. Finger roll good. Count on a foul.
Cooksley was trying to get out of the way, and he put his hand out. I thought you're in there, you might as well try and take the charge. Going to be a chance for the three-point play for the Cougars. Big possession right there.
Drake Brewster on the line to try to cap off the three-point play, and he does. Swish it right through. Kennedy by seven. They were down 30-11. Connor Duax in the corner, drives baseline all the way in, and before the shot, he stepped out of bounds. Everything going Kennedy's way right now.
Yeah, it's a complete reversal from what was going on early in the ball game. Again, Hempstead's going to have to foul. They can't worry about if they have four fouls or not. They're going to have to stop the clock.
40 seconds. Going to have to foul. And Diggins fouled by Lucas Duax. He's got four. 40 seconds to play, and that's the final one and one coming up for the Cougars. As Derek Diggins will have a one and one. Kennedy got back into this thing with the big run to start the second half.
Yeah, and they came out swinging, and they were the aggressor on the offensive end, and they knocked down some threes, and they continued to get to the free throw line consistently throughout this entire second half.
Free throw no good. One more coming up. Diggins on the way, missed them both. That was the 10th team foul. They had the board, had it with nine, but he missed them both. Hempstead with a chance. They look inside to Johnson. He'll drive in and score, and a quick timeout. Is this the 30 or the full?
He's going to take full 30.
Going to be the 30. Johnson only with his first field goal and fourth point of the game, and it's a five-point game with 29.7 to go. For Kennedy, up by five.
Well, now Hempstead, if they want, they can substitute some kids in that aren't going to have four fouls and let those other kids foul right away. And Kennedy missed two the last time. See if they're going to miss again and give you a chance. Because if you're Kennedy, if you don't turn it over and you knock down free throws, you're going to advance the play on Friday at this point in time.
Winner gets number one Iowa City West. Brewster to inbound. Foley in there, Diggins in there, Burst and Haynes. Brewster will get the inbound. He'll bounce it into Diggins. They're going to have to foul immediately, and there's the foul, and that's the fifth on Lucas Duax. He fouls out with 28.5 to go.
A little bit surprised that they didn't, you know, sub for the foul and then bring him back in, but he's going to go out.
He's a junior. Hempstead's going to be pretty darn good, even though they lose Connor Duax next year.
They got Lucas Duax back. Keith Johnson, who's just wonderful athletically.
Martin's back. Diggins, high-arching free throw, and got it. Got that one to go, and it's a six-point game. This would make it three possessions.
Make it really tough if he can convert here. If you're Hempstead, you're almost going to have to start looking for threes now.
Missed it, though. Rebounded by Connor Duax. He'll bring it up in a hurry. 25 seconds. He'll pull up NBA three. No. Tipped up. Good. Johnson. And Hempstead uses their final timeout.
Keith Johnson gets to the rim. Gets up there.
Ooh, he was high.
Not that one. I thought he might try to bring it down with a dunk, but he didn't. Earlier in the game, he tried to dunk and didn't go his way.
51-47, but Hempstead is out of timeouts here.
And that's huge, too, now, because you can't stop that clock. If you're Hempstead, full out five, try to get a five count. You don't get the five count, you foul immediately. Can't let clock run. Kennedy, you do have timeouts left if you're Kennedy, so if you're not going to get it in bounds, use it. Save the possession. You don't want to give it up here at this end of the floor so Hempstead can run out of bounds play.
We mentioned the winner will play 1:30 on Friday. And that will be against Iowa City West. West High won 57-51 over a very good Newton team earlier on today. And Diggins to inbound for Kennedy.
They're going to have Brewster Foley who will be the two up. Two of your better free throw shooters, ball handlers, obviously, that are going to play. And Kennedy is, excuse me, Hempstead's in the full court man-to-man. They are going to guard the inbounder with Keith Johnson.
And we've got a foul on the inbound.
Before it ever got in, the clock shouldn't have ran at all.
And it's going to go against Marshawn Crowder. Guess what?
Five on him.
He is fouled out.
He got foul trouble early. It's amazing he got to the end of the ball game as far as he did.
The thing that's going to sink Hempstead, letting Kennedy get to the free throw line, and they just got too much foul problem.
Yeah, it did. And you know, they're going to look back on this one, Scott. It was 30-11 at one point in time, and they had all the confidence in the world. Everything was going right for Hempstead. And you know, is it human nature at half? Maybe you just let down a little bit, and all of a sudden Kennedy comes out and hits you with a couple haymakers, and you're on your heels the rest of the ballgame.
Both free throws good. Two-possession lead, 53-47. Foley will go out for Nick Deere.
Well, your Coach McCollin, you say don't foul. Keep your hands off.
19 seconds. Quickly, Evans goes behind the back with it. Into the front court. Evans on the drive. They'll let him go. Nope. Turned it down to Cooksley. Jumper short. No good. Burst the rebound. Kennedy's going to win. Foul in the back court. 8.1 to go.
Going to be Diggins, I think, is going to shoot two. Going to the other end.
And Kennedy is going to advance to Friday.
Going to get two more games out of this for sure, Scott, with the consolation. If win or lose, they'll get two games, I should say.
You'll win that first one, you get two more. Free throw good for Derek Diggins.
Again, if you're Coach McCollin, you're talking about just be there. Don't even come near him as far as foul call. Just let it come down the floor.
Second one dances and falls. 8.1 to go. Here's Evans into the front court. Evans, pull up, three, short, 2 seconds, Hempstead won't foul. Kennedy wins it, all the way back from down 21. 55-47 victory for the Kennedy Cougars here on this Wednesday afternoon. We'll take a two-minute timeout, come back with the postgame after this. You're listening to Boys High School State Tournament Basketball on KGYM.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Oh, I'm ready. Fit as anybody can be.
I'm Dave. I'm a service rep for Cintas, and I help businesses get ready. From large factories to local garages, five-star hotels to the smallest cafes, you rely on me and Cintas for fresh mats, crisp uniforms, cleaning programs, safety solutions, and fire protection. Getting you ready for business. Get started at Cintas.com. Cintas, ready for the workday.
I'm ready for you. Hope you're ready for me.
Wesley had IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Coming after my house, my car. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
Wesley called Optima Tax Relief.
Oh, they were great people. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-TAX-3181. 800-TAX-3181.
AutoZone presents Peak Performance. Maximizing fuel economy, engine life, and overall performance doesn't take a lot, thanks to fuel treatment and fluids from AutoZone. And right now, when you buy one 12-ounce bottle of STP fuel injector cleaner, you'll get one free. so visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Back with you here in Des Moines at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. As Cedar Rapids Kennedy has knocked off Dubuque Hempstead, Cougars get their first win here at the state tournament under Coach John McCowan as they win it in come-from-behind fashion in style, 55-47. Kennedy was down 21 midway through the second quarter. Hempstead had a 30-11 lead at one point after a 21-5 run. Kennedy got it close before half on a 9-2 run. They got it down to a 14-point game at halftime. But then the big exchange in this game, Kennedy came out in the third quarter after halftime, Phil, and hit three for three in three-pointers.
And they came out with all that energy. They didn't hang their heads. They came out, and I don't know what you would want to say, that they were definitely the aggressor. They were the ones that were attacking both ends of the floor, offensively and defensively, and they weren't going to go down not swinging anyway. And you think about it, 30-11. Boy, that, you know, you could have looked at that scoreboard and they could have said, well, this just isn't our day, and just kind of went through the motions and played through it. But they hung with it and they grounded out, and they wind up getting rewarded for it there. And, boy, you feel good for the Kennedy Cougars, Scott. You kind of feel the other way for Dubuque Hempstead, because that's going to be one that sticks in their mind for a long time.
Kennedy goes to 19-5. Hempstead ends the year at 18-6. And let's go ahead and take a look at the final totals for the victorious Kennedy Cougars. Coming back from down 21. Four of the five starters in double figures. Very balanced as per usual for Kennedy. Derek Diggins and Jackson Foley leading the way with 14 apiece. Give Jackson Foley a lot of credit. Got hurt midway through the fourth quarter. It hurt his mouth. Not exactly sure what happened. He came back right into the ball game and really handled the defense well. Was very good as far as the offense is concerned. Had a couple of three-pointers, and his maturity level continues to grow as he has 14 points. 14 points for Derek Diggins. 12 of those came in the second half, including a big three. Drake Brewster ended up with 12 points. He had a big three-pointer in this game as well for the Cougars. 11 points for Malik Haynes. He was included in that three-point parade. And also 2 points for Matt Burst, and Kai Jenkins had 2 points as well in the game for the Cougars. For Dubuque Hempstead, they finish at 18-6. Curtis Martin the third leading the way, and Martin with a total of 19 all in the first half coming off the bench. And then it drops to Connor Duax with 8 in his final game of his terrific career. Lucas Duax and Keith Johnson with 6 points apiece. And also 4 points for Marshawn Crowder, LaShawn Evans with 2, and Tyler Cooksley with 2. Bench scoring was 21-2 in favor of Hempstead in this one, led by Curtis Martin. Turnovers, Hempstead officially with 13. I had him with 12, but give him 13. And Kennedy, I had him with 9. Officially, they had 8. Shooting, Kennedy for the game. And we'll have to find out from John McCowan. We'll ask him if he's ever won a game coaching with only 12 made field goals. But that's what they got this afternoon in this crazy one. 12 of 34, 35% for Kennedy. 5 of 15, 33% from beyond the three-point arc, but 26 of 35, 74% from the charity stripe in the ball game. For Hempstead, 15 of 46, they went ice cold in the second half. In the second half, Hempstead shot at only 33%, or check that, for the second half, they shot 23% and 33% for the game, 15 of 46, 6 of 19 from three-point land. At 32%, but they shot only 11 of 14 free throws and 79% for the ball game. And throw it to you for looking rebounding.
Well, rebounding, Dubuque Hempstead did have their way with this. They were plus 8 in the final look at this, 32-24. But it was an improvement for Kennedy going down the stretch there. They kept Dubuque Hempstead off the offensive glass. Matt Burse was a big part of that with 8 rebounds for the Cougars. 3 apiece for Drake Brewster, Derek Diggins, as well as Malik Haynes. 2 rebounds for Nick Deere off the bench. Jackson Foley chipping in with 1. 4 dead ball rebounds for Kennedy. 8 offensive, 16 defense, a total of 24 for the Cougars. Dubuque Hempstead, Marshawn Crowder leads the way with 9. Right behind him is Keith Johnson with 8. 5 for Connor Duax. Lucas Duax with 3. Curtis Martin, the third, chipping in with 3 as well. And Tyler Cooksley with 2 rebounds, 1 in each half there for the Mustangs. 12 offensive, 19 defensive, a total of 32 for Dubuque Hempstead. So Kennedy makes up for it in other ways, but kind of held their own in the second half rebounding after getting beat up pretty bad in the first half.
Kennedy wins it by a score in this one of 55-47. So the Cougars get to, they avenge the 2 losses to Cedar Falls in the sub-state final, and then they avenge the regular season loss up in Dubuque against Hempstead. And now one more. They will try to avenge the big loss they had against Iowa City West at home in Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, so they come back here and turn around 1:30 ball game, I believe.
That is correct.
That these two teams will tip off. I'm very familiar with each other. And I know Coach McCowan was not very happy after they lost to Iowa City West. He didn't think they competed very well or played very well. So it's going to be a bounce-back game, a chance for a bounce-back game for them. And two familiar foes going at each other, Scott, and it'll be a fun basketball game.
It will, and we are assured of a Mississippi Valley Conference finalist. We know that.
And the other 4 yet to play here this afternoon, or this evening, I should say. And who would you look at that? Who do you think, Scott? Do you think it's Valley, maybe?
I got to think Valley's the favorite coming out of the bottom.
I would think so, too. And you got Bettendorf, and probably be the other one that you might think of. But, you know, what is Des Moines North? They got 19-5 as well, aren't they? They got 19 wins.
Yeah,
so.
Sioux City East is kind of the team that, you know, way out west, nobody knows a whole lot about them. They, all the teams, it seems, in the Missouri River Conference average about 80 points a game. It's not a physical game, but, boy, they get up and down and shoot it. And the East Black Raiders will come in here, and they'll take on Bettendorf, who's off to our right underneath here. As they're going over their scouting report, it looks like. And then to be Des Moines North and West Des Moines Valley coming up in the nightcap. And Quint Curry is back now for West Des Moines Valley. He came back in the last third of the season, and Valley has not lost since they got Quint Curry back.
And we know when they get here, they've done well. West Des Moines Valley, there's a program with a lot of tradition as well.
So those are the games coming up here tonight. But we know it's going to be Kennedy and West, and we'll have it coming up for you on Friday, beginning at around 1:20 or so, 1:15, 1:20, coming up on Friday afternoon for you right here on KGYM. And one of the comebacks for the ages. And to have a comeback, you got to dig into it. You got to get some breaks, and you got to have some shots start to fall. And Kennedy got all that.
Yeah, and that big momentum shifted right away. You know, we thought, Scott, at half, kind of things didn't go well for Kennedy at the end of the half because they turned it over, you remember, and Hempstead scored on the final possession before the half. We talked about a 4-point swing there. Instead of possibly being a 10-point game, it was a 14-point game at the half. Little did we know, it didn't make much difference. The Cougars were going to play Superman the second half.
Yeah, they did, and Kennedy advances 55-47 as the Cougars get the win over Dubuque Hempstead, setting up Iowa City West and Kennedy coming up on Friday afternoon for you. All right, Phil, enjoyed it. That was fun.
It was. It was 2 good basketball games, and it's always great to be down here in Des Moines this time of the year. This is where dreams are made.
Yep, here at the state tournament. Coming up tomorrow, a pair of games here on KGYM. We'll start things off bright and early. Breakfast here at the Well at 10:15, as it'll be North Lynn in a 1A semifinal. They will take on Gladbrook Rhinebeck. And that will be tomorrow morning at 10:15 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And then tomorrow night, beginning at 6:20, it will be 3A state semifinal basketball, as it will be number 1 Waverly-Shellrock taking on defending state champion Cedar Rapids Xavier. We'll have that one for you tomorrow night beginning at 6:20 for you on 107. Nope, we're going to be on everything tomorrow night. 1600, 107.5, and 106.3. We'll let you know what stations we'll have for Friday's games coming up
after we talk it over here with the station. We'll see what happens.
You got a, it's like a big puzzle for you, isn't it?
It is.
Putting everything together.
A lot of moving pieces. But it's good to have the local teams advance.
It is. It's great. Great for these kids and just a tremendous time of the year and a great experience for these young men.
All right. That's going to wrap things up. Phil, thanks. We'll see you.
Thank you, Scott.
All right. Big thanks to both Jeff Downing and David Schulte back in the studio for all their help. Thanks to all our great boosters of high school basketball here on KGYM. And a big thanks to everybody for tuning in to the broadcast here this afternoon. Our finals in this doubleheader. It was in game number one. Number one, Iowa City West, holding off Newton 57-51. And in the nightcap, it was Cedar Rapids Kennedy coming from down 21 to knock off Dubuque Hempstead 55-47. This has been a sports presentation of KGYM. And from the Iowa Event Center in Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, Scott Unash for Phil Dunn saying so long. And we will send you now to local programming.